Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. There seemed to have been a slight difficult. It said it had started already, but it did not give me the clue that it had started. So just a second. I need to pull Mom Janie on the line. Just one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, Mother Janie. Our line is open. The program has already started. We did not hear the program when it went live, so it may have a portion of your testimony already recorded. So we have to be careful with that. To God be all the glory. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what each day holds, every day is a new day with the Lord, because he said that my mercies are made new every morning. And we thank God for new mercy, for the mercy that I had on yesterday died with yesterday. But the mercy that I have today got up early in the morning, and it blessed my very soul. I thank God for Jesus tonight, and I thank Jesus for his blood, because without him I can do nothing. Without the Lord I truly will fail. I thank God right now. I thank God because he is God. He is God all by himself, and he don't need nobody else. He swore by his own self when there was nothing else to swear by. Do you think God really needs you? No, you need him. Oh, bless his name. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the Lord don't need me, because I just might fail him. But he will never fail me. Jesus never fails. Jesus, he'll never fail, because heaven and the earth, they will pass away, but Jesus, he never fails. I know Jesus will never fail. Jesus, he'll never fail. Oh, heaven. Listen to this now. Everybody want to go to heaven, but the word of God said heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus, he never failed. Aren't you glad tonight that you serve a God who will never fail? No matter what the circumstances, no matter what it may look like, that the Jesus that you know, the God that you heard about, I hope that you're serving him, because he will never fail. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I know there's times that I feel so all alone, but God never fails. He promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. The songwriter back when I was coming along said, sometime I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit, it revives my soul again. I am so glad that the Lord that I serve is a reviving God. I know many people say he's an all-time God. Yes, he is, but he's also a reviving God. He can pick you up when you're down. He can pick you up when you feel that you're at the lowest point in your life. We serve a revolving God. He can revive you, revolve you, and still be on time. Oh, and I seem like I'm at my wit's end, but oh, no, no, you haven't reached your wit's end. That's the enemy making you think that I can't go any farther. I can't do this anymore. I can't take it any longer. But let me tell you one thing. You serve a God who promised never to leave you, nor to forsake you. I tell you, I love the Lord. I love him tonight. We're not going to be long. We are in our summer months. And just to remind you that starting the first Wednesday night, I'm not sure of the date at this point in time, but the first Wednesday night in August, we will start our vacation, just a little rest from Blog Talk so that you all can have your Wednesday nights to just sit back in your easy chair, your lawn chair, and just tell the Lord thank you. I know God is worthy to be praised. I tell you all, I need you to pray for me because I really do miss my husband. And for the last, ever since he passed, let's say, I have been doing paperwork. My husband was a brilliant man, and he had stuff everywhere, and I'm still finding things, and things of importance. And I went yesterday to meet with the people concerning the will, and I left there more confused than it was when I walked in.
No.
So I said, God, you have to guide me and show me how this is to be done without it costing more money than it's worth. So I asked you all early tonight if you would pray for Pastor Benjamin that I'll be able to fill out these papers properly and they accept what I fill out and we bless his name. I'm faxing something every day, a copy of this or a copy of that. But that's how it goes when someone dies who have acquired or accumulated something. I didn't have to go through this when my first husband died. We had nothing. Whatever we had already disbursed, had gotten rid of it. So I was able to say no assets, and they left me alone. But with this husband, it's a little different. So I have to get things in order for it to be in order. But they gave me 3 months, but I'm not going to take no 3 months. I'm going to get finished with this as quickly as possible so that I can move on in my life and let my mind rest so that I can rest and tell the devil, God never leaves me. We're going to bring our Mother Janie forward. I'm sorry for the delay. Mother Janie likes to talk, so I need to call her at a quarter to seven instead of 5 minutes to seven, and I think that's how we missed it. But anyway, we love one another, and we love the Lord, and what she was testifying about, she was giving God, not me, she was giving God the praise and the glory and the honor for how he has brought her through many dangers, toils, and snares. And she's yet running for her life. If anybody should ask you what's the matter with her, tell them that Pastor Benjamin said she's saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. She got Jesus on her side, and she's yet running for her life. She could be sitting in the easy chair saying, my leg hurt, my knee hurt, my back hurt, my foot hurt, my arm hurt. She could pull up every hurt there is, but she doesn't do that. She grabbed that bottle of blessed oil, and she go on in Jesus' name. Mother, come forward in your own way. I be loved, Mother Janie Lennon. God bless you, Mama.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this virtual line. I was telling Pastor Patricia, we feel her pain. I don't know about nobody else, but I do. I do. I'm a daughter, mother, and a father. I have sisters. I have brothers deceased. But, oh, my God, when my firstborn child died, murdered, shot in the head, and I'm still living with that. And as of Sunday gone was her birthday. And I went to church. Had a good service, left the church, came back home. I live right down the street from my church. And I told my husband, I say, oh, my God, I did not stop in that grave. Normally they wouldn't let me go because I'm a crybaby. And he said, well, we just left the church. And I said, what? Yeah, I know that, but I want to go back. Let me get comfortable, change these church clothes, put into something comfortable. And he said, now, Jeannie, what's wrong? Because you just left the church. And I saw you looking at the grave. I said, yeah, but I didn't go to visit her. And I was going back. I was going back. And then the phone rang, and my niece, them, they wanted me to come down, or they wanted to come pick me up. Because my cousin daughter, her birthday is the 4th of July, and that would have been that Monday. So I went back down there with them on that Monday. But that Sunday, I was out of it. Out of it, and I didn't tell nobody. I just had a nervousness bothering me, shaking. I cried, and I came in the room. I started meditating and talking to God. And I remember exactly where I had the anointing oil. Pastor Patricia came down for her vacation, and I had my oil. And I anointed myself, and I said, God, this is a heavy load for me. I want you to take this heavy, heavy load, God. He said, because if you pray, don't worry. If you worry, don't pray. And that's what I began to meditate. And soon as I said that, the radio was on and this song came on. And I'm just now learning this song. But I want to sing a piece of this song since God laid this song on my heart. If I mess up, just take this for love. The song is by Shirley Caesar. The name of the song is, Oh, How I Love Calling Your Name. It says, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, how I love calling your name. He said, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, how I love calling your name. Ooh, ooh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, every day your name is the same. Ooh, troubles around me, ooh, I did have despair, ooh, oh Lord, you told me that you'll be right there, ooh, it's sometime in the morning, sometime late at night, oh Jesus, you would make everything all right, oh Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh how I love calling your name. Oh Jesus,
sing it, Mama.
Jesus, my Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus, oh how I love calling your name. Ooh, you. I remember the time,
yeah,
when I felt so alone. When I need you, Jesus, all I had to do is call. Ooh, sometime in the morning, sometime late at night. But when I got off my knee, you made everything all right. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, every day,
yeah,
your name gets the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, oh, how I love to call your name. My Rose of Sharon, my lily of the valley,
yeah,
calling on your name, oh Jesus, Jesus, my mountain mover, Jesus, every day, every day, your name is the same. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, how I love calling your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, every day, every day, your name gets the same. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, my mother, Jesus, how I love calling your name. Oh, Father, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, how I love, oh, I love calling your name. I say, come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
I say, come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
I say, come on, Jesus. I say, come on, Jesus. Because every day, every day, I say, every day, every day, your name gets destined. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, how I love calling your name. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Every day. Every day. Your name gets the same. I say every day. Every day. Your name gets the same. My mother, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. My father, Jesus. Every day.
Yes.
Your name is the same. I say, come on, Jesus.
Yes.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Every day. Every day. Your name gets the same. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When troubles surround you, call on the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tell you, I believe Mama's feeling that.
Woo, Jesus.
I believe she's feeling that.
Yes, sir.
She's telling you. Jesus, how I love calling your name. And I tell you, Rance Allen took it and said, there's something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Yeah. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. I tell you, it's just something about the name Jesus. I thank you, Mom, for that song, Jesus, How I Love, calling your name. I tell you, it's nothing like it, calling on the name of Jesus. Nothing like it, calling on the name of Jesus. When your troubles are surrounding you and you don't know what to do, just call on the name Jesus. It'll make a difference in your surroundings. Just calling on the name Jesus. Sometimes your body may be racked with pain, but if you can just muster up enough strength to call on Jesus, he'll answer by and by. He will answer your call. He will be there to pick you up when you stumble. He'll hear you each time you call. Just call on that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, I tell you, it's nothing like that name, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Mother, for those encouraging words to song, Jesus. My God, today, my mountain mover, Jesus. My lily of the valley, Jesus. He's my everything. He's my all and my all. He is
God by himself. Jesus. Ooh, there is no other name given whereby men shall be saved. That includes the women and the children. Nothing like the name Jesus. I thank you, Mother, for that song, those words of encouragement. I tell you, she always sings right on time. You might hear a little music in the background. I have praises what I do. I was told years ago, coming up as a child, that sometimes when you're going through things, it's not even good to talk about it. It's not even good to talk to people about it. But if you can just get to your photograph player, your record player, your radio, and turn on the gospel and let the gospel saturate your walls, your house. Just let Jesus come in to your life and make ways for you. In that moment of time, he'll fix it for you. Before you know it, you've gotten a lift from the master through songs, and you're able to feel like, I can make it just a little bit longer. I tell you, praise is what I do. You will find that God allows circumstances to come your way so that you'll learn how to praise him. If he let everything go just great all the time. David said, if you make me poor, I'll steal. And if you make me rich, I'll forget about you. So God has to allow wind to come into our lives sometimes to get us to move towards heaven. To move in his direction. No one can fix this but you, Jesus. Yes, we have doctors and they perform surgeries and all of the many things that you've given them the knowledge to do, but still it's done by the hand of the master. Because when I go for a surgery, I don't want to just trust the doctor. I want to know that Jesus is in control, because then I know everything will be all right. I thank God. We're going to go to the word. I don't want to keep you long. I want you to be able to go outside and sit on your porch and enjoy yourself. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to something easy to listen to. I will let the music play in the background. Excuse me with that cough I have. I want to give honor to God, which I always do, and to our precious mother Janie again, and to all the listeners. I had new listeners on last week from New York. A husband and wife, they're both ministers in the gospel. And they called me and told me how they enjoyed the message about Jonah. And as the evangelist, she began to tell me what I was saying. And she said, did you say? I said, honey, don't ask me. I don't write anything down. It's up to you all to write down what God is speaking. He speaks it, and then I speak it. I don't hold it. Once I let it go out of my mouth, it's for you to grab it and work with it. Apply it to yourself. Sometimes I'm able to go back and pull up to myself, from myself, what I said. But a lot of times I can't, because it comes straight from the anointing of God. He words my mouth as I go along. I can look at a scripture, and once God began to speak, I'm no longer in charge. He's speaking. And so he flows through me that way. And sometimes I wish I could sit down and do like the great theologians sit down and write out their sermon and page per page. And when they get up to speak, they go page from page to page. But I go from the Spirit of God to the Spirit of God. Not that they're not, but you see, if there's something new God want to speak, they're lost because it's not on their paper. God told me many years ago when I just wanted to sing, Lord, I just want to sing. I don't want to preach. I just want to sing. But he said to me when I did say, yes, Lord, I'll go. He said, you're not going to use me anymore. I'm going to use you. For years, you used me. But I'm going to use you now. So whatever I say, say, you say. Whatever I say, do, you do. You will have nothing programmed and nothing rehearsed. You will go according to the leading and the Spirit of God. Oh, I will allow you to write a sermon. I have several sermons that I have written, but they're sitting in a book. They're sitting in a book. Because each time I get up, and if I find a scripture and he will allow me to preach from it, he gives me what to say when I get up. My God. There are several others that way, but I admire those that can sit down and write the beautiful sermons and stick with it. Let's go to Psalms 90, and remember, Psalms is either the division of Psalms or the number of Psalms. There's no chapter 90. It's either division 90 or number 90. Psalms is referred to that way. Isaiah is referred to as 55th chapter of Isaiah. But the Psalms is numbers and divisions. Oh, bless it, man. You hear Marvin Winans in the background. He's one of my idols. I sleep with him some nights. I put my YouTube on and go to sleep, and he sings while I sleep. Oh, bless his name. Psalms number 90. Prayer of Moses, the man of God. Moses said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Listen to this again. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place. I tell you, it is a good thing to know where you dwell and who you dwell with, and whom you dwelleth amongst. The Lord, you have been our dwelling place. Before the mountains were brought forth, God was, and God is. Nothing has changed about God. You have changed, and I have changed, but God has not changed. He is our everything. He is our dwelling place, even before the mountains were brought forth. God was, and God is. Or ever thou hast formed the earth. He made that. Yes, he did. And the world, he made that too. Look in Genesis. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I have a special request that those of you that are listening tonight, please remember my dear sister in prayer, my sister Jackie. I'm not going into any details. Just say, I will. And just say, Lord, you know. You know, God. And we ask you to fix it in Jesus' name. A lot of times I don't like to put people's business over the airwaves. I don't like to put people's business up in the pulpit. You stand up and talk about vote, that sort of thing. But I ask for prayer and just tell God, God, you know what I need him to do. Oh, bless his name. Thou turneth man's destruction and saith, run, ye children of men. You're still talking about this God that's dwelling with you now. He's protecting you. He turneth man to destruction and saith, return, ye children of men. Just told you God will allow things to come your way to have you to run to him. Because nobody can do this like the Lord. I tell you, I'm excited over the word of God. I didn't know how this was going to come about. But I see God is in control. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Oh, bless his name. We're singing, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy consciousness, countenances. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We stand our years as a tale that is told. This is preaching by itself. I love it. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Oh, bless his name. My husband lived 80 and went into the 80 and won. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Oh, I love this. I love this. I love this verse here. Verse number 12. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. My God, God is worthy, I'm telling you. He's no joke. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servant. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. I'm almost done with this. Thank you, Jesus. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. My God, today. Woo! What a prayer he's praying. I love the part where he gets there, I believe it was verse 12. Teach us to number our days. My God, today. That is something to ask God to do for you. Teach me, God. Teach me to number my days. Don't let me be no fool with the days that you have given me, because I don't know when it's my last day on this earth. So God, help me to respect the day that you've given me. Help me not to complain and to murmur. Oh, God, another day of rain. Oh, just rain, rain, rain. Teach us to respect the days that you have given us. For you didn't have to do it, but you did. Teach us, God, how to respect you and to love you and for whatever you give us. Let us dwell in the beauty of your presence. No need in singing, I won't complain. I had some good days, and I had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, and I've even had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, yeah, that's what you should do. While you're murmuring and complaining, you should think about just how good God's been to you. That you're yet cold in your right mind. That the blood is yet running warm in your veins. That you're not in a wheelchair with a stroke. That you're not on a dialysis machine. That you're not in surgery because you fell and broke your hip. You should be taught to number the days that God's mercy have kept you in one peace and a oneness of mind. Ah, you could be homeless, but you still got a good God that allows the night to fall on you and you rise in the day unharmed as you slept in the night. Oh, bless his name. Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we will give praise and thanks unto you, God, unto your name, God. Everything, let us give thanks to the Most High God. He's able. Thank him for what he has done. Ooh, I tell you, whatever this is, it won't let me hold my peace. That's what he's singing. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. No, it shouldn't. As Mother Janie was so eagerly and readily testifying that we missed the opening. But whatever it was that she was excited about, the goodness of the Lord, it wouldn't let her hold her peace.
tried to go back, but it wouldn't let her hold her peace. She wanted to bless God for all that he had done for her and her family. Hallelujah, Jesus. She's numbering her days by remembering the glory of God. She could have been cut off a long time ago, but he let her live on to see another day. That's the way the God is that she knows about, that you know about. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited. Yes, I am. But I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it is, it wouldn't let her hold her peace. We sang a song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I thank God for saving me. I am looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. This young lady that's singing now, the enemy tried to destroy her, but the man of God wrote a song for her with the voice that she has. The enemy wanted her dead. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost done. Just listen to this for 1 minute. Oh, bless his name. Let me finish so you all can close out with that song. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Verse number. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back up here. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servant. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servant, and thy glory unto their children. And the last verse says, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Did you hear what I said? It said, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And the word of the Lord is always blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, I thank God. I'm looking forward to being with you all next week. We're going to close out with this young lady singing. I want you to enjoy this, and I will see you next Wednesday night. If thus saith the Lord, remember to pray for Pastor Benjamin with all this paperwork. And my sister, in Jesus' name, and for all of you, Mother Janie and Mother Blondie, and the saints in South Carolina, and the saints in New York, and the saints in Georgia, and the saints in Florida, and the saints overseas. God, we're thanking to my daughter Diane. God bless you, daughter. Be glad when you come home, but you're on the field for the master, overseas preaching and teaching the gospel. And last evening she spoke with someone and they didn't have it right. And the preacher said, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to go call my mommy. And he's like, call your mom for what? She said, because my mommy is a preacher. My mommy is a pastor. And I'm going to call my mommy. And she's going to tell me whether this is right, what you said or not. And I said to my daughter, I said, leave that church. Don't go back there anymore. Oh, bless his name. But she's overseas doing the work of her job and the work of the master. God's got people in every corner of the universe. So don't think because you got your little church that you go to on Sunday with your three people sitting up in there that you all are the only one calling on the name Jesus. God got folk everywhere lifting up his name. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're going to let this play in Jesus' name. This young lady was an alcoholic, but listen to the voice that the enemy wanted to destroy. My God. My God today. I hope you all heard it. I mean, after all, this is my program. It's Blog Talk. I was giving you all a little treat. But pull it up. Yeah, she's got him upset in that studio. Donald Lawrence. Miss Leandria Johnson and Donald Lawrence, pull it up on your YouTube. Go to it and you can see the performance. Oh, bless his name. I love the Lord and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. How about that? Mother Janie, I thank you for just for being who you are. You're not ashamed to tell someone what Jesus has done in your life. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel either, Mother. I will tell it everywhere I go, who God is and what God has done for me. Okay, we got some more folk up here singing now. This can just go on. This is John P. Key. If you all want to listen, I do worship. You can hang up if you'd like, or you can just listen until 8 o'clock. Because we got a little time here. We got 10 minutes before Blog Talk shuts down on us. I do worship you.
For your goodness and your glory.
Your goodness and your glory.
For the joy
and
joy.
Say
for your goodness and
Thank you.